Ren LaVoire, NHL insider in TVS Sports. Hey, Ren, a couple things I wanted. I mean, I want to talk to you a little bit about the situation in Ottawa, but Nick Kiprios was on starting lineup today, and they, you know, obviously one of the focuses here in Toronto remains William Nylander, Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews. How do you get it done? And it, you know, it seems like a lot of people are talking about this. I mean, Brian Burke has said, look, I think you sign Nylander to contract. I think you move him. Brian Lawton, you know, has come out and said, hey, I just don't think there's any way to get all three of these guys done under the salary cap and keep them happy. You've almost got to go bridge with two of them, sign one guy to the big deal and move forward. I just assumed that eventually William Nylander would sign and everything would be fine and we'd go on and, you know, watch the Leafs score a lot of goals and give up a lot of goals and maybe go to the playoffs and then next year start worrying about this all over again. What's your read of this, and what do you think the league in general is thinking right now when it looks at the difficulty the Leafs have had with Nylander and you know, looking ahead to obviously Marner and Matthews is kind of the next big chips to fall here?
Well, talking to scout GMs yesterday, they were all agreeing that, you know, with Nylander not being signed, they do think that they're probably, the Maple Leafs are on the verge, maybe not, when I'm saying on the verge, it's not going to be today, not tomorrow, but maybe on the verge of switching and saying, you know what, we need to make a trade here. Mm-hmm. And those discussions that I had with some people around the league since the weekend, they all agree to this, is even if the Maple Leafs are saying we want to sign him, and we understand why. There were some promises made to John Tavares about that during the summer. But if Nylander is asking for too much money for the Maple Leafs, well, that changed, obviously, all that was said to Austin Matthews. It's, they don't want to pay $8 million per, or if it's a little less than that, who cares? They don't want to pay that. So they have to think about the future. They're scoring tons of goals, but they're allowing it to. Mm-hmm. A lot of goals, okay? And I know this summer, and this is just me thinking out loud. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. But I know this summer at one point after the draft, there was one team that came to me and said, we're surprised that the Predators didn't trade a defenseman today or yesterday. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, because they said, you know what, at one point they'll have to make a trade involving a D. And when you look at their the wingers that they have, they're not that deep. They're not that deep. So if there's a deal to be made between the Maple Leafs and the Predators, I mean, I'm not saying that 100% is going to happen, but they at least need to talk to each other. Because, like I said, the Predators need a scoring touch on the wing, and the Maple Leafs needs a blue liner. That's mm-hmm. a defenseman. That's the reality. It's easy for me to say, but you know, that's what I see, because the question is always, who's willing in the NHL to trade a defenseman? And the answer is, there's not a lot of teams who are willing to do that. Believe me. So it happened before with the Predators. They trade some D's for forwards. Can it be the next step again? Probably. It worked in a way. They went to the Stanley Cup final 2 years ago. So maybe they're thinking about making a move like that eventually. But to be honest with you, I'm looking at the Maple Leafs right now, their cap situation, and I don't believe that the cap will go as high as people think next season. Maybe around $81 million, but that's only $2 million more than right now.
Right.
So something needs to happen. You won't be able to ask Austin Matthews to take less money.
Right.
It makes no sense. He's one of the best young player in the league. He's fun to watch. I still don't understand why he doesn't have an A or a C on his jersey. I'm pretty sure that they have their reasons. But fans love Austin Matthews wherever he goes in the league. And he's honestly one of the most dangerous players right now with the puck. And Ovechkin is like that. He's on fire. But and I know John Tavares is on fire. But come on, Austin Matthews is one of the best right now.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, so we all know that the offer sheet is it's almost like the third rail in the NHL. It's a thing you don't touch. But you know, Ren, I've just believed that at some point, again, because it's a salary cap league, at some point somebody's going to look at it and go, you know, yeah, we got to do this. We got to do this.
It makes sense. It makes sense. But here's the problem. Okay, Paul Holmgren, who was at the time the GM of the Flyers, made an offer sheet for Shea Weber.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that he had after that, he said, nobody was taking my calls anymore. Mm-hmm. The other GMs were not taking my calls. And that's one of the reasons he resigned. Because for the sake of the future of the Flyers, he needed some GMs to take his phone calls. So everybody was upset with his decision. So it's when Gary Bettman is saying it is in the CBA and the GMs can use it and we're not going to stop it, it's true. He's not lying. But if the GMs between themselves say, that's a no-go, you never do that. If we do that, we're going to kill each other. And there's a lot of GMs who are telling me that they do believe that right now, as we speak, the GMs around the league are pretty tight. It's mm-hmm. a tight group. Even if they're battling for wins and for obviously the Stanley Cup, they're tight. And I don't see a GM coming out of his way, or maybe an owner saying, you know what, we need to make an offer sheet. It will be the smartest move. I mean, it will be a great move, but I don't expect it that this is going to be a solution. What's a little sad here is that in the NFL, offer sheets are given like candies.
Right.
And nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes GMs are happy to see that there's an offer sheet on the table for that player because they don't have to sign him anymore. So it will be fun to see in the NHL something like that. But if you look at the history, I don't see that coming soon.
Shifting focus a little bit, the Ottawa Senators lost to the Flyers last night, 7-4. Yep. Great game for Brady Tkachuk. Lots and lots and lots and lots of empty seats. We could talk about this all year if we want. I don't plan on doing it, but it's early in the season, and we're seeing this in Ottawa. Ren, is this a concern for the league? I mean, I understand that Eugene Melnyk's the owner and he can do what he wants, but at some point, does the league have to twist some arms here?
Well, I've already asked that question. First of all, I just want to go back to the 31 thoughts of Elliot Friedman yesterday when he said that Mr. Melnyk addressed the board of governors saying, we're not moving, we're not selling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part. The other part is I asked a few weeks ago, a governor, I said, what does the league really think about it? And they're like, right now, they don't really care. And I said, okay, but why from the outside? We're looking at it and we're saying, well, this needs to stop. I mean, this is not good for the league. And the answer that I got was really interesting. The answer was, if Mr. Melnyk is making his payments and he's not late,
mm-hmm.
the league's not going to say anything.
Hmm.
Because obviously he asked for money from the league. That's what I've been told, but he's paying. He's paying back every time I don't know if it's once per month. I don't know how it works, but he's not late on his payments. The minute that he's late or the day that it's going to take longer for him to make his payments, maybe the league will have to say something at that point. But as of right now, They won't say anything because, in their eyes, he's legit.
Right.
He's got the money. He's paying. If there's less people in the stands, it's more an Ottawa issue than an ownership issue. But the day that the ownership can make the payments anymore because they're broke, that's when the league's going to step in. So we'll see. You saw that report that Mr. Melnyk received an offer earlier this year, and he rejected it to sell the team. I've been told that at the time it was around $700 million, but I've heard a few weeks ago that was a total lie. It was way less than that. So we'll see how it's going to turn out. But I was there at the game yesterday. It was obviously not the best crowd. I've seen worse, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up in that area, covering the Ottawa Senators when that building opened in 96, it was like that in 96, even if the building was brand new. And the thing is, you know, and that's not going to help with what I'm going to say, but the Ottawa Senators are not good.
Okay. Yeah.
They have tons of talent, though. Brady Tkachuk is amazing. Tomas Chabot is amazing. There's a young kid that I just learned that he existed this year, and I'm not kidding. The guy, a kid from Quebec City, Max Lajoie, two goals and an assist last night. That kid is just unbelievable as a defenseman. So they have so many good things coming. But when there's good teams like the Flyers, where I'm saying good teams offensively like the Flyers, there was a point in the third period, it was 4-on-4 hockey. And believe me, the Senators never left their defensive zone for two full minutes. And I looked at it and I said, oh, this is going to be a long season for that team. Sometimes they're going to cut some teams off guard, but I'm telling you, they're not going to make the playoffs. And this is no breaking news here, but because the lack of experience is gonna obviously be a huge problem for that team.